Welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Rob Sachs, and in today's podcast, we're going to be exploring how to make a mixtape for that special someone. Now, some people express their feelings through poems or flowers or chocolates. For me, I choose other people's music. I got my first dual cassette deck back in elementary school and have been making mixes for my sweethearts ever since. Now, these days, technology has made the process of making mixes a lot easier, you know, with CDs and MP3s. But there's still one thing about making mixtapes that haven't changed. You can really screw it up by picking a bad song. For instance, The Police's Every Step You Take sounds like a romantic love song. Every breath you take, and every move you make. But wait, it's really about Big Brother stalking you. To be sure, there are some songs where the meaning is crystal clear. But you can only use the Beatles so much. Now, an ideal mix is not only a chance to express your feelings through lyrics, it's also a great way to introduce that special someone to the kind of music you like. Now, I always like to throw on some 80s music in my mixes, and one of my all-time favorite bands from that decade is Squeeze. If you haven't heard of them, you'll probably recognize this song. Tempted by the fruit of another. Tempted, but the truth is discovered. What's been going on? That's their big hit, Tempted. I love this song, but still, I've often hesitated to put it on a mix because, I mean, tempted by the fruit of another, well, there's lots of room for interpretation there. And, you know, it might not go over as well as, say, I only have eyes for you. But then again, Tempted has the lyric, there's no other. So maybe it's okay after all. So to figure out what these guys are singing about, I went straight to the source, Squeeze's Glenn Tilbrook and Chris Difford. They've been together for over 3 decades, with Difford writing the lyrics and Tilbrook composing the music. Difford tried his best to explain to me why some of his lyrics can sound, you know, ambiguous.
You know, I'm kind of a bit sort of floaty and I kind of not on the ground most of the time. So lyrically, I suppose, some of it is very factual and it does make a lot of sense, and some of it's a bit dreamy, I think.
Great. So, problem one, Difford writes dreamy lyrics. Problem two, I can't even figure out what Tilbrook is singing half the time. What was that?
Pulling muscles from a shell.
Pouring mustard on myself? Pulling muscles for Michelle? Who's Michelle? Those were some of the misinterpreted lyrics I found online.
Well, the song is called Pulling Muscles from a Shell, so I sort of thought that might give the title a bit more, you know, of a thrust in people's minds. But sometimes, you know, my enunciation hasn't been as good as it could be, I admit that.
Okay, let's say you even get that he's saying pulling muscles from a shell. How do you read into this one? I mean, some of the other lyrics in the song are really crazy. Now, in case you didn't catch the end of that verse, it was, in bingo for all the nines, a panda for sweet little niece. Feeling a little lost? Well, me too.
Well, that's because it's a very English kind of lyric. And it was written at a time when, you know, I was reflecting particularly on, you know, what it was like as a kid to go to a small seaside town with my friend's parents and hang out on what we call holiday camps, you know, which is, I don't think you have those here. So, you know, it's a very English sort of lyric, so no wonder it trips you up.
Yeah, and that British stuff is pretty much all over Squeeze's songs. This is another one of my favorites.
People were always asking Glenn and I what lino meant in the song Goodbye Girl. Goodbye Girl. the English language from the other side of the pond, really.
Right, lino. That's short for linoleum. Anyway, I looked that up. Until recently, I've been singing Sunlight on Milano. You know, kind of putting the song in Italy makes it sound sort of romantic, right? But you know what? People have been misinterpreting lyrics forever. I mean, take Jimi Hendrix. Excuse me while I kiss this guy. Kiss this guy? How about Creedence Clearwater? The bathroom on the right? Elton John? Tony Danza? Why does he want to be held closer by Tony Danza? And my favorite, Bob Marley. Old pirates, yes, they're rabbis. Yes, old pirates. Yes, they're rabbis. Did you know that? Pirates are rabbis. But is it really such a crime to desecrate a song's lyrics? I'm actually feeling a little guilty here now that I've admitted to Squeeze that I butcher their lyrics on a consistent basis. I wonder, though, do Difford and Tilbrook think less of me?
No, I think once you've written a song and you've put it on record, it ceases to become your property. You're kind of passing it on, and people can take what they will from it.
And when I read things or listen to songs that have been written about in circumstances which I don't know very well, for me that's a journey that takes me somewhere where I haven't been before. And you sort of, if you don't understand what something means, you fill in the blanks yourself. That's part of what your brain does.
Oh, man. Well, now all those mind trips to Milano are ruined. Instead, I'm left to ponder cheap kitchen flooring. That's just great. Maybe I really shouldn't be seeking clarity on lyrics after all. And Difford seems to be of this mindset.
I mean, I remember when I was 16 listening to Motown songs, and, you know, the lyrics in those songs meant so much to me, but in a certain way. Now, maybe if I'd interviewed the writers, they might have not felt the same way.
Well, that confirms it. I'm systematically ruining all my favorite Squeeze songs. I should have just stopped the interview right there. But then, what if? What if the person I'm making the tape for gets it and I don't? This is the problem with mixes. You can never be sure if the person you're making it for happens to know archaic British phrases, or has a knack for discerning Cockney accents, or knows that despite its upbeat tempo, Another Nail in My Heart is really about a relationship ending. Why do these guys do this to me?
I think that sometimes with songs, if you have a lyric expressing one thing and the music taking you to a different place, you actually get to a third place, which isn't either of those things.
Ugh. Is there any Squeeze song that I could put on a mix? I decided I may as well just be blunt about it.
Is there a song, though, that I could use that, any way you look at it, it's about a love song, she'll like it, and, you know, there's no way of reading it the wrong way that, you know, she'll find out later on it's really about, like, some depressing moment in your life, and you're actually talking about some strange, perverse thing that happened to you.
That would be telling, wouldn't it? Take Me, I'm Yours, I suppose, would be an obvious winner if you wanted to win her over.
I would totally agree with Chris's selection, because before he said that, I was struggling.
Okay, track one, check. Now track two. I think I'm going to interview Bono, see what he meant by the whole one thing. One love, one night, good, bad, we'll see. Anyway, thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Rob Sachs.
I think I'm going to write a song called Putting Mustard on Myself. Sounds like a hot song.